Well, you know, people everywhere enjoy the outdoors and they enjoy the water sports and they enjoy going out on our freshwater lakes here in Texas. But there's something that we all need to think about. It's called the zebra mussel. Hey, everybody, I'm Matt Briscoe here tonight with your South Texas Outdoor Connection. We're doing a special presentation tonight on the ever invasive, ever common now here in Texas, zebra mussel. Now, for the most part, the zebra mussel is up above I-10 right now. Lake Corpus Christi, Choke Canyon, some of our other lakes here in South Texas that we have so many of. A lot of people say that we're just on borrowed time, waiting on these zebra mussels to begin infesting our waters here along the Texas Gulf Coast and our freshwaters. And how long do we have? Well, who knows? Hopefully, we can delay that or even stop it altogether with your cooperation to help prevent these zebra mussels from spreading. Now, right now, like I said, for the most part, they're up above I-10, San Antonio, Lake Austin, Lake Belton, Lake Waco, Lake Georgetown, Dallas area. I think there's 14 lakes in the state of Texas that are considered infested with these zebra mussels. Now, there's several other lakes that have tested positive. They're not to the infestation point yet, but they probably will be soon enough. But here locally, Lake Corpus Christi over in Mathis, Choke Canyon over in Three Rivers, some of the other freshwater bodies of water that we have here in South Texas have not been affected. And there's certain steps that you can take to keep from having that infestation take place. So basically, do your part. And that's what we're talking about here tonight. Just do your part to help keep these zebra mussels away from our fresh water. Now, you know, zebra mussels are something that we should all take very, very seriously, especially boaters and people who use personal watercrafts, whether it be for sporting use, whether it be for commercial uses, whatever. You need to take these precautions. You need to be very careful with this zebra mussel infestation. I mean, they've been here since the 1980s. They come from Eurasia. The Ukraine, I think, is where maybe they came from. Not really totally 100% sure how they got here, but they got here. And the Great Lakes, the Mississippi River, they're already having a huge problem with them. These zebra mussels can cause problems with aquatic life. They can hinder water recreation. They can even threaten water supply. So these things are hugely, hugely, hugely invasive, and they're a huge problem. I mean, one little 1.5-inch zebra mussel can make, what, a million microscopic offspring. So we need to really be careful with these things. But they're really just a small species. A really small species of mussel, and they can be transported from boats, from trailers to live wells, almost anything that touches this affected water. Now, so you can kind of see where this is going. Okay, you just have to be cautious with these zebra mussels. And if you don't know what they are, Texas Parks and Wildlife has a huge website, tpwd.gov. They have, or is it tpwd.com, whatever it is, their website has a huge amount of information out there for you to take in, to ingest, to teach you how to do that. But tomorrow, February 6th, 2018, at 10:30, there is going to be a program, and it is going to be held at Cooper's Alley, the L Head down there, for those of you that are familiar with that. At 10:30 tomorrow, 200 Shoreline Drive here in Corpus, they're going to, Texas Parks and Wildlife and the City of Corpus Christi are going to be holding a zebra mussel kind of decontamination demonstration. And that's something that we all need to be aware of, especially if you're a boater and you're out there and you're on the waters. And I think for the most part, our responsible boaters do a good job of cleaning their boats. But we can always do a little bit more. It's the irresponsible folks, and they know who they are, and we know who they are. We see them out there all the time. But, you know, you can be fined. I think for the first offense, you can, it's a Class C misdemeanor here in the state. So it's nothing to joke around about. I mean, just for transporting these zebra mussels, I guess you could always use the excuse, well, I didn't know I was transporting them, but still, you know, you should take the precautions. You can be fined. You know, that's a big deal. You need to be very much aware of these invasive zebra mussels. And that's what they're going to be doing tomorrow. Texas Parks and Wildlife and the city of Corpus Christi have kind of come together to kind of help you, the boating community, and all of us understand this zebra mussel infestation a little bit better and try to help you learn how to clean your boats, clean your motors, clean your trailers. You know, we all think if we're a boater, then great. You know, I know how to flush my motor. I know how to clean my live wells. I know all of this. And that's good and great. But here's the thing. We all need to make sure that we're doing it properly and that we're doing it the right way. Did you know that this even encompasses, this regulation that's been in place since 2014 that says that you cannot, what does it say exactly? I don't know the exact wording. I'd have to look it up. But basically, you have to drain, rinse, wash, clean your boat top to bottom before going into another body of water or something like that. You know, it applies to kayaks, it applies to canoes, it applies to sailboats, anything that comes in contact with water, fresh water more specifically, but it's always a good idea for salt water too. But here's the thing. If you don't know how to do it, tomorrow the city of Corpus Christi and Texas Parks and Wildlife is going to be doing a very thorough demonstration to show you how to clean your bilge pumps, how to clean your live wells, how to rinse out your kayak, how to wash your canoe, all these things that you should be doing. They're going to teach you. They're going to teach you how to look under the railings of your trailer. They're going to teach you how to look at the bearings. They're going to teach you how to do all of these things, like I said, that you should be doing if you are a responsible boater, if you're any boater. Now, we've all seen it. I mean, these people that go out to the boat dock and they just jump up there and, you know, load their boat and they never care to clean it. Yeah, you know, that's irresponsible. Probably not going to have a boat too long at that rate, especially in salt water. But what you need to do is you need to make sure that this water is clean, that your boat is clean, that your boat is sanitized, 140 degree water, soap, make sure it's you know, dried. Ideally, you're going to wait a whole week before you drop your boat in another set of water. But, you know, some people don't do that. Most of us don't, especially when you go out fishing. So, you know, or you fish quite often. But let's just face it. You can do your part to prevent zebra mussel infestations anywhere, more specifically right here in our own backyard, Texas, and South Texas. And I want to stress this to you. We here in Corpus Christi, we here in South Texas, use Lake Corpus Christi, Choke Canyon is big water supplies here for our city. And we preserve it by monitoring levels, and they do a wonderful job at preserving it. Now, I'm going to tell you, if these zebra mussels get into Lake Corpus Christi, it's going to be a big problem. It's going to be a huge problem. Ultimately, the taxpayers are going to be responsible for trying to control these zebra mussels. I don't know if there's a way that you can actually get rid of them. I haven't talked to Texas Parks and Wildlife that in depth about this. I don't know if there's a way that you can get rid of them. But you can definitely control them, and that costs a lot of money. A lot of money that will ultimately go back to the taxpayers. So I want you to go out tomorrow, Friday, April 6th, 10:30 in the morning, to Cooper's Alley L-Head there, 200 Shoreline Drive in Corpus, to learn how to wash, dry, clean, maintain your boat to prevent these zebra mussels from entering our bodies of water, our freshwater bodies here. And by the way, folks, this has just been a little special clip that we've done here tonight on the zebra mussel infestation, kind of promote the good things that the city in Corpus Christi and Texas Parks and Wildlife are doing to help you gain a little bit of knowledge about what these zebra mussels are and how you can do your part in keeping the infestation kind of contained, if you will. So I want you to go out there. That's at 10:30 tomorrow morning, Friday, April 6th, 200 Shoreline Drive, Cooper's Alley Marina. Texas Parks and Wildlife and the city of Corpus Christi giving you a demonstration. So anyway, hey folks, join us here on South Texas Outdoor Connections. We're going to be here at least once a week giving you the latest fishing news, the latest outdoor news, the latest weather that you should know before you head out onto the water for your weekend on the water doing whatever, whether it's wade fishing, boating, or whether you're just water skiing or whatever. No ball sports. We don't talk about ball sports and we don't play banjo music. And so that's the kind of the new concept of the South Texas Outdoor Connections. And I am Matt Briscoe, the main host, the host with the most, the person who keeps you informed. You know, we're going to have guests from time to time and we're going to have other hosts and people come in with us to participate in this new South Texas Outdoor Connection. You can download it on Google Play and on iTunes. It's there every Friday. I hope you'll take a look at it. But more importantly, I hope you get out to Cooper's Alley tomorrow, 200 Shoreline Drive at 10:30 with Texas Parks and Wildlife and the city of Corpus Christi. And it'll help you enjoy the great outdoors even more responsibly. I'm Matt Briscoe for South Texas Outdoor Connections. Have a great rest of your week. We'll talk to you Friday.